Mr. Borga must leave to perform in a concert with the Cleveland Symphony Orchestra, and he has a special plane ready for him to leave. And he regrets that, but he does ask if he might just say a few words to the audience before departing. Mr. Borga.
Dear Mr. President, faculty members, honorees, majors, ladies and gentlemen, children, babies, I'm overwhelmed by this honor, and I have spent many years of my life to find out how on earth to get one of those things. Now that I have received one, I will spend the rest of my life to find out why. There's a time and a place for everything, and I'm delighted to be in this place at this time. Last time I was here, there was a piano and a lovely audience. This time it is even a more exciting event for me. Whenever I face a group of young students, it is with sincere compassion. Being among them, the impression of young life in all its ramification can compare only with the feeling that overwhelms me in the spring when the new blossoms are peeping out from all corners of nature to bloom and develop into life and joy. And so it is with these young men and women whose names do not yet glow in the actions of society. They come from a multitude of scattered homes. There are some young doctors somewhere. What kind of expectations, and how many are not attached to them, from parents, from teachers, friends, from art, and from science? They are like the lush teeming underbrush in the forest that grows and bursts into energy, vigor, and accomplishments for the future, when the old trees must be felled. You are the hope of our confused world. Who knows what spiritual talents or geniuses are hiding in your genes? Perhaps as blessing for mankind. And who knows, when you are mingled with the masses, who are to be the super achievers? I'm certain that many of the great leaders and doers of every branch of life are present in this sea of excitement. Will the next Beethoven, Lincoln, Curie, and Nightingale please stand up? And perhaps even the next Elizabeth Taylor. Who wouldn't be deeply touched to see such a gathering of young and hopefuls having just received their certificate of learning? What power is still hidden within all this gorgeous, effervescent youth? With continued efforts, dignity, discipline, and integrity, may the ultimate be achieved. And today, this afternoon, we have among us those whom we expect will benefit mankind, bring us closer to mutual understanding among all people, and to the peace for which the world is longing. Salute. Thank you.